Trucks roll out at the break of day. Bookings lined up all the way. MoverGrowthLab.com. Move the business to the top. You won't. MoverGrowthLab.com.
This is the Mover Growth Lab podcast. Short, practical audio for moving companies who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, after Labor Day, the moving lead does not disappear. It changes shape. Peak season just ended. The families are gone, the apartment turns, and senior moves are not. And the next 8 weeks decide what your June looks like. The calls stopped. They always do in the first full week of September. The school year families are settled. The June through August rush is over, and the phone that rang 14 times on a July Friday now rings 4. Most moving companies read that as a signal to cut spending. That reading costs them more than the spending would. The demand did not vanish. It changed who it belongs to, and the companies that adjust their offer for the next 8 weeks fill trucks while their competitors sit in the yard, telling each other it is a slow year. Who is still moving in September and October? 4 groups, and none of them respond to your summer ads. Renters, leases end every month of the year. Apartment turns are 3 to 5 hour jobs, booked from a phone by someone under 35 who has never hired a mover. They want a price on the website and a text back, not a sales call. Seniors and downsizers. Senior living placements run on facility availability, not the school calendar. And fall is heavy. These jobs almost always include packing, the best margin work you sell, and they are often arranged by an adult child 2 states away choosing you off a Google profile. Businesses. Office moves happen on weekends and around holidays. Q4 is when a company that signed a new lease in August actually moves. These book weeks in advance and pay better per hour than residential. Closings. Home sales slow after summer, but they do not stop, and the fall buyer is often a repeat mover with more furniture and fewer questions. Add labor-only work, 2 movers, no truck, for someone with a rental or a portable container. It fills half days, and the search term has almost no competition. The 3-week reallocation. Here is what to actually change this month. Point ads at apartment, senior, and commercial terms. Do not cut the Google budget, redirect it. Family moving keywords are expensive and quiet right now. Apartment movers, studio movers, senior moving services, office movers, and labor-only movers are cheaper and still active. The Google Ads guide has the structure. Launch the mid-month offer. 10% off weekday moves from the 5th through the 22nd. End of month is still your busiest window, even in a slow season, so give flexible customers a reason to take the empty days. Start the referral rounds. This is the real work of the off-season. Realtor offices, apartment leasing offices, senior communities, storage facilities, estate sale companies. Show up with something useful, a free box drop for their clients, or a co-branded moving checklist, and get your certificate of insurance on file. Relationships started in September pay out next June. Relationships started next June do not pay at all. Do not stop asking for reviews. A profile with nothing new since August reads as dormant in April, both to Google and to the customer checking the date on your top review. Across 75,599 moving companies, the median has 30 reviews, and 47.2% have fewer than 25. So a steady 4 a week through the winter moves you meaningfully up the field by spring. The method is in the reviews guide, the thing to build while it is quiet. Every mover has the same list of pages they meant to write in February and never did. Write them now, because a page published in October is ranking and being quoted by AI assistants by the time June arrives. The list, a long-distance page stating your US DOT number, your binding not to exceed policy, and your delivery window, a packing page with prices, a labor-only page, a senior moving page, a commercial page, an FAQ answering travel time, deposits, cancellation terms, and what your basic protection pays per pound. That last one is not filler. It is the trust content this industry needs more than any other trade, and it is the content the assistants pull when someone asks how to avoid a bad mover. The AI search guide explains why the plain, specific sentence gets quoted and the marketing sentence does not. While you are there, fix your hours. Only 51% of moving companies list Saturday hours on the busiest moving day of the week, and 29.6% list no hours at all. A red closed on a Saturday morning is a call you never find out about. What cutting to zero actually costs. Owners who pause Google Ads completely in October and restart in April pay three ways. The ad account loses its conversion history and re-enters the learning phase in the most expensive month of the year. The profile goes quiet, which stalls the review pace exactly when you need proof stacking up. And the referral relationships you did not build over the winter are not there when your capacity doubles. If cash is genuinely tight, cut to a third, rather than to zero. $15 a day keeps the machine warm. A $5 a day retargeting budget keeps you in front of everyone who visited your site this summer and is now thinking about a spring move. The uncomfortable version. The slow season is when moving companies are made and unmade, and none of it is exciting. Write six pages. Ask for reviews on jobs you barely wanted. Visit leasing offices. Keep a small budget on cheaper keywords. None of that produces a good week in October. All of it produces a June where your trucks are booked before your competitors have finished reactivating their ad accounts. 22.3% of moving companies still have no website. The bar in your city is lower than it feels, and it is lowest right now, while everyone else is waiting for spring. If you want the off-season work run in your own accounts while you handle the trucks, every service on this site is available as a free 14-day trial with no card. Text or call 385-832-6175 or see the free trial page. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, movergrowthlab.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for moving companies. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.